True North Tales. Stories of the people, places, and events from across the territory on 100.1 True North FM.
Jim White is the owner of Fiddles and Sticks Music Center in Yellowknife. The store has been an integral part of the music industry in the North, and Jim says the store has a rich history behind it.
Yeah, the store was really opened in 94 by Phil Lee and Brian Lyons. I started working here in 96. I purchased the store in 1999. And here we are now, we're going into our 29th year here.
Northern music is a key part of Yellowknife culture, and since Fiddles and Sticks opening in the 90s, Jim has observed just how important a music store is in the city.
Well, I think it's quite important as far as, you know, a lot of cool, dark nights in the wintertime where people are always looking for something to do. Plus, it seems the type of people that come to Yellowknife are definitely into the arts, music, and obviously the stage, like DAC and that type of thing as well. So I think people really appreciate it or really need it.
The passion for music in the city has grown with a new generation of young people interested in the arts. And with events like the Yellowknife Music Festival featuring young artists specifically, music stores like Jim's are now more important than ever.
Not everybody can be playing hockey, that type of thing, so there's definitely a lot of other kids that are into music and the arts. It's great that we're able to provide that for the North. We're the northernmost dealer for many brands in the world just because of where we are in latitude.
Because of the history of the store, Jim says that many northern artists come through the doors to buy their equipment ahead of shows like Folk on the Rocks. The store also features a prominent northern artists CD section, which helps up-and-coming artists gain popularity in the North.
There's a lot of northern musicians that come through, but as far as, you know, musicians that a lot of people would know, you know, probably the main artists are some of the ones, of course, that come up with Folk on the Rocks, like, you know, Bruce Coburn, a few guys like that. Seems lately, the last few years, they haven't quite been able to bring up the big acts like they used to when they had the full support of the Diamond Mines and that type of thing. But I think this summer looks like it's going to be pretty good.
If you have a story to tell or know someone we should talk about, let us know. Email truenorthtales@mytruenorthnow.com.